Hey, happy day. I'm in my backyard in California, and you can hear the birds chanting away, and they're irritating. Well, I got lots more to irritate you with here today in Ottawa, Canada. I'm talking about birds and fowls and stuff. They're dumb as ducks, a lot of those guys, and they're quacks. And I'm going to talk about that. This is Royal Canadian Mounted Police with Ed Berlew in Toronto. Ed, you and I have to compete with all these birds in the backyard, and we're going to see how that works. I mean, again, as I've already said, of course it's irritating, but I think the topic we have is irritating. How are you? Yeah, and you're in sunny where? Toronto area.
Overcast, and almost raining Toronto, yeah.
Well, and all of you people who are watching, I hope that you can hear Ed okay on a cell phone and with all this background stuff, as I've said a couple of times. Stand by, and we're going to see. Now, Ed, you are a lawyer. I'm down in the States, and I'm used to calling you guys attorneys, so if I slip into that, that's okay, because you are a lawyer, doctor, physician, tomato, tomato. And you're a lawyer, and you specialize in guns. And everybody, I want you to know that if you heard the word guns, and you say, I don't like guns, and I'm going to change the channel now, don't. This is far-reaching. This is beyond guns. It truly is. But certainly, that's a topic to start it. Ed, tell us about the RCMP. Have they gone rogue? What's happening?
Well, that becomes the exact question. What happened was way back in 1995, the then Liberal government created a registry of long guns. We call them non-restricted guns up here above the 49th parallel. So what happens is, hunting rifles, hunting shotguns, they are non-restricted guns. We call them long guns. Handguns, non-full auto, things like that.
Yes.
Okay. So, beginning in 1998, we had to register them. Every person who had a firearms license, about 2 million people, we had to register them. And they registered 7 million of these guns. And then a different government came in. A government perhaps with more sense than Stephen Harper of the Conservatives. Conservatives more like Republicans and the Liberals, well, they actually work with the Democrats and use the same people who do the campaign. They bring them up here to Canada. So anyway, so the Harper government, the Conservative government, got rid of the long gun registry and ordered that the records all be destroyed. And they did that once in legislation. They updated it and made it stronger 2 years later. They put in a regulation about that to say that it can't be used. And then they forced an audit of the registrar of firearms records to say there better not be any of those records. And the auditor came back and said, I couldn't find any. They're gone. And then the commissioner of the RCMP testified in front of Parliament, that's like Congress, and said, there are no records. We've destroyed them all. And then an information commissioner sued the Minister of Public Safety, saying, you guys didn't get rid of those the right way. And the minister said, we got rid of them. And then RCMP officials testified in court saying, they're all gone. Can't recreate them. So this is where we stood in 2014, believing fully, all these acts of law, audits, testimony before our highest courts, that these records were gone.
When you say the highest court, you mean the Supreme Court of Canada? It ruled on this?
Yes, actually it did. The Quebecans said they wanted the records, and there was one copy. It was held by the court. And the Supreme Court of Canada said, no, you can't have these records. If you want to do a registry of people in Quebec, start from zero. And then the Supreme Court of Canada ordered that that copy be destroyed.
By who? By the RCMP?
That copy only had people from Quebec on it. Nobody from the rest of Canada.
Okay.
Well, in 2019, when I was defending a person on some charges that had nothing to do with their long guns, but they seized those long guns on what the U.S. calls a red flag law, what here we call public safety law.
Yes.
I got a document that came from the registrar of firearms listing what guns he had. This person had in 2012. And, you know, it had all the special details that you get on this. It had even had the registration of the gun number, not his registration number, but the gun number. And it was associated to his license. And I said, well, that's rather strange. And then I did an inquiry through our Privacy Act of the Registrar of Firearms. And several months later, they came back and they said, well, we don't have any records. We cannot find any records of him having guns. So they told him, your records show you have no guns associated with your license. Well, that was getting me really curious. And then I got it on two other cases, one 100 miles away from that person and another one 200 miles away from that person, all in Ontario. And once again, they listed their non-restricted firearms that they had owned in 2012, or earlier. And I asked the guys who, you know, I got these records from, is this right? And they said, oh yeah, we own those guns. We sold some of them, but we've got some of them. And then it really occurred to me that we have a problem. We have a problem because it seemed to me that the Registrar of Firearms had records that had been said not to be destroyed and were ordered destroyed by law and legislation of Parliament.
And they weren't destroyed? Have you confirmed that, like 100% for certain, that the RCMP effectively broke the law? So they did not destroy what their leaders told them to destroy? Is that true?
That's what I see definitely in these three cases.
Okay.
And so I had to go to the Attorney General of Ontario to say, can I have permission to share this information and these documents with members of Parliament, federal Parliament? And it took a couple of weeks and I got the permission.
Well,
and then I sent it to members of federal Parliament and they looked into it. And they asked me more questions and they looked into it, and after performing due diligence, they got a hold of a reporter and gave the story to the reporter. And I interviewed the reporter too. And I couldn't give the reporter any of the documents because I could only give them to members of Parliament.
Yeah.
So a member of Parliament must have given them to the reporter. That's their ability, not mine.
Is it legal in Canada to shoot birds? I'm in the U.S., but what do you think about that? All this background noise. I sure hope that everyone can hear you. And again, I do apologize for the birds. But anyway, Ed, you are speaking loud and clear, so do carry on. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay, so what happens then? The story breaks, and then some members of Parliament, including the shadow cabinet member for public safety, they're raising this issue. Now it's going to be raised in Parliament. But the problem is that, you know, if this proves out the way it shows to me in these three cases, it would show out that without legal basis and against what the federal government and the courts have said, that the Registrar of Firearms has records of 1.7 million gun owners and 7 million of their guns.
Yeah. I get that, Ed, but I think it goes far beyond that. I think it's records of lawful, law-abiding citizens that if they have it with guns, they probably have it with toothpaste and other things as well. And I think it's a huge invasion of privacy, and it's against the law because the people who make the laws told them, here's the law, and these are people who are supposed to enforce it. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, for heaven's sakes. And I get what you're saying. You make it, you know, if it's proven out. I mean, there's a lot, there are many more cases or examples, I guess, than just this. I look at High River years ago with the floods. The RCMP went and kicked doors down and they said, where's your four rifles? How do you know we have four rifles? It's kind of like now with regards to this gun grab that's going on. They seem to even have a budget and they say we're going to take back 200 or 300,000 rifles. How do they know those numbers? So clearly they're using something as a reference. That would be my take on on it, and I sure ain't an attorney, but so there certainly appears to be a lot of evidence to corroborate what you've got. And if, again, pardon the repetition, but I don't think it's just about guns. I think everyone should be not only worried, they should be just petrified that their government, the police of their country, doesn't listen to their government. Is that a fair statement?
I think it's a fair statement that on the High River thing, people had a lot of concern about that. And the High River raids of 1,700 homes by police, by RCMP police, after the military had said there is no threat to human life and all these homes have been evacuated. That's when the registry was gone. It had been gone for over a year at that point. And yet people were experiencing these questions, as you said. So that's rooted out on it, but there was no document. And what I've received in these three cases are the first hard copy documents ever released.
Well, sounds like a police state.
I think other attorneys have received these, but I don't think they understood the seriousness of this. Yeah. And you're right. If this is one example, what other examples, what other secret files are being kept? Yeah. I got to tell you, if I had come to Canada from another country and I had an oppressive regime like China, like Russia, like Iran, where they kept secret files on their citizens, and then I found that I came to Canada, which is supposed to be free, open, and transparent, and I found that the police were maintaining secret files against people who had done no wrongdoing. In fact, it had been approved by those same RCMP police to have firearms.
Yeah. But they manage it. They have gone rogue, and I think they've been rogue for a long time. And I mean, it's arrogance, it's disrespect for leadership. I mean, I don't know what it is, but there's a whole bunch of different things. But it's a bad thing, and it's a frightening thing, and it goes into all parts of life. And I think their spin, they being the Liberal government, their spin will be, it's guns, and guns are bad, and we're doing everything we can to blah 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 blah. And people, I hope, see through that, because this isn't about guns, in my view, at all. It's all about the police, as you said, keeping secret files and spying effectively on their citizens. And of all people to spy on, gun owners are the legalist people in the land, aren't they? How often does a gun owner have a background check done on them, for instance?
Every day.
Every single day.
They run programs on us to see which one of us has a criminal charge, and then they say, you got to hand your guns in, we're going to take your license until that criminal charge is cleared.
Yeah. And they're attacking us. That's amazing. You know, Ed, there's so much more to say, and when I get back to Canada, which will be in a couple of weeks, we'll have a hookup. We'll do this by video so we can look at you instead of me holding the phone out, and we'll get an update from you. I mean, this is the initial kind of volley, I guess, and there's so much more to come after this. And we won't have birds when I'm back in Kelowna, and we may have a camera we can look at each other. So keep fighting these guys. You found it, you're fighting it, and I think it's wonderful. And keep going, and let's expose these people. I guess the next thing is Trudeau might stand back and say, so what? Here's a guy that's charged often with doing things that are improper, and he seems to kind of be like Teflon. He just keeps on going. So we can only hope that the people will be, you know, worried about this and concerned and get it. So good luck with what you're doing, and we look forward to. Are you going to talk to me again in a couple of weeks when I'm back?
I will. I'm glad to talk to you today, and I got to tell you, you better feed those birds. They sound hungry.
Yeah, there's something. I hope that people don't get too annoyed with this. People, hey, it is what it is. It's kind of nice here. It's going to be 100 above here today. What is it in Toronto in Celsius talk? What'll it be?
Oh, in Celsius talk, it's going to be 10, which is 50 in Fahrenheit talk.
Okay, there you go. The senseless measurement system. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Ed. Look forward to seeing you, and I guess I won't see you in person again for a while. It's been a year since we have seen each other. We used to always come down to Vegas to the gun show. Hey, COVID, let's all get over it and past it. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks.